who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Lombardi may have been lifted, but that doesn't mean there's no football to talk about. It's the offseason, and there's no better way to stay up to date with the latest from our league than with the Around the NFL podcast. Join me, Dan Hensis, and my buds, Mark Sessler and Greg Rosenthal, for news and fresh content all offseason long. From the start of free agency, where we'll break down familiar faces headed to new places, to the next generation of superstars walking across that stage at the NFL draft, we have you covered. Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Heed the call.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is right around the corner, and the Move the Sticks podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks.
When it comes to Detroit and the draft, Move the Sticks is the podcast that will answer all of your questions. Who should you put in your mock draft? Don't worry, tune in and you'll be ready to watch the draft like a scout.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
What up? Welcome in. This is The Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be making this part of your day. Thanks so much. I'm Doug Gottlieb in for Colin Cowherd on the iHeartRadio app, on Fox Sports Radio or foxsportsradio.com. Hope you're doing well. We are, an hour away? An hour away. From either the last U.S. national team. Oh, they're kicking off now? There we go. I'm looking at my TV. There we go. Okay. I saw reports that it was like 2 Eastern. I was like, no, it's 1 Eastern. All right, they're kicking off. We'll keep you updated. This is either the last time, you know, should we fire the coach? We'll do the usual stuff, right? Last time we'll talk about U.S. men's national team. I mean, Colin will probably talk about it, but I won't. Or we'll get fired up because we're moving on. Really that simple. It's win or go home. Win or go home. So check your calendar. Today is the 29th of November, right? 29th of November. So December is upon us. You're cool now doing the saying Merry Christmas. I've never really understood that, right? We're only a couple days removed from Thanksgiving, but it does feel like holidays are a lot like bids on the Price is Right. Like you can't go over. Once you go even a dollar over, you're done. So like Friday, you couldn't say Happy Thanksgiving, even though it was only a day after Thanksgiving. Now you definitely can't. Christmas is, 27 days away? Yet it's totally cool saying Merry Christmas, not cool saying Happy Thanksgiving, even though Thanksgiving was just last Thursday. It's like it's the Price is Right deal. Right? Merry Christmas to you all. Happy holidays. Also, happy birthday to Russell Wilson. He's 34 today. Which, I mean, look. In this day and age, it's a young man. And in the National Football League, when you look at Thomas Edward Patrick Brady, you're like, he's still got a decade to play if he wants. You know? I mean, look at these. Some of these guys play a long, long time. And Russell, though he broke his thumb last year, I don't remember him ever getting dinged with a concussion or at least a reported concussion. You know, you look at what's ended careers or shortened careers, it's, you know, you just get You get beat up. Get beat up. But what I find to be super interesting is we're trying to figure out how does Russell Wilson go from being an elite quarterback? I mean, no one has had a greater infatuation. Like in Collins, the athletes that Colin talks about, likes, I mean, between USC football and Russell Wilson, it's a lot. It's a lot. I mean, Colin has been, and he's, I mean, look, he thought he'd win the MVP this year. And it's fair to say this is an odd fit with Nathaniel Hackett, right? They brought in Nathaniel Hackett thinking, hey, we could get Aaron Rodgers. This will make Aaron Rodgers happy. They'll work together well. And they're like, yay. Plot twist, we're going to give you Russell Wilson. And it's been an abject disaster. But we can't put all the blame on Hackett. Right? Anyone can see it feels like Nathaniel Hackett is just in over his head. And I think you can draw the parallel at your work when you bring somebody in from outside of your business. And the first meeting they have, they looked overwhelmed at the position. It's not only a turnoff, but it's really hard for you to buy in that, okay, all of a sudden they figured it out, they can fix it, right? Imagine that with pro athletes. Pro athletes make a judgment very, very quick, just like the rest of us. And it's like that Malcolm Gladwell book, Blink, right? Your first impression is usually your best impression. And his first impression was, holy crap, we hired a guy who is not a head coach. Fair? Okay. But we can't put all the blame on Hackett. Watch Russell Wilson move. Look at how uncomfortable he is. And then look at teammates' reaction to him. He's always been cheesy. Right? What's the Cheetos guy's name? Is it Charlie Cheeto? Was that it? It's not easy being cheesy. Music? Who is? Is that Charlie Cheeto? Is that what? Was that his nickname? I forget. I love that ad campaign. That was a favorite of mine. Right? He was like a tiger, but he was like Chester Cheeto. There you go. It isn't easy being cheesy. But this is it's fascinating. It's like all the things that we had heard as not even whispers have come to be true. And the Seahawks clearly knew on some level, whether it was that teammates struggled to buy in or that he was on the downside, he doesn't move the same anymore. This guy was the best in the league at throwing on the move. The best. Unbelievable deep ball. So we can pick apart, we can say both of these things can be true. Nathaniel Hackett is not a good head coach. He will not make it to year two. That can absolutely be true. And it's really easy because different ownership hired him. So new ownership come in and go, hey, man, we're just going to change directions, write him a check, and then move on. It's Walmart money anyway. But Russell Wilson, you're stuck with. Andrew Brandt's going to join us in 10 minutes. Wait to hear how stuck with him they are. Like, there is no getting rid of Russell Wilson. He's your quarterback. But I think there's two different things we didn't take into account. Okay? And I would say, like, look, I'm as guilty as anybody. I thought, and I know people, guys in coaching staffs and front office in that league, and everybody said last year, like, hey, they're like a quarterback away. They got a nasty defense. Now, they had to trade some pieces, you know, some important pieces. Maybe Noah Fant wasn't, but you trade a defensive lineman, you trade Noah Fant, like, you move some pieces around. You're not going to the exact same team. And also, the Hackett fit hasn't worked. But there's two things that we didn't take into account. And it's not just about the fit. The first thing is that I think we all think that all quarterbacks are now like Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers. We didn't take into account that they're not. You remember when Adrian Peterson came back from his ACL injury to win the MVP with the Minnesota Vikings? Remember that? And what did that do? All these other running backs that came off of an ACL, like, that was the expectation. You get hurt, next year you're fine. Well, he's a freak of nature. He's an outlier. I think Adrian Peterson played last year, didn't he? Like, this dude's played forever. I'm not sure he offers a ton to the world for the rest of, for anything else he does. But as a running back, Adrian Peterson was really, really good for a really long time. And he didn't really catch it out of the backfield. I'm sure he's okay in pass protection, but just hand him the football and he's really good at that one thing for a long time, even coming off an ACL. But it created this, unrealistic view of what you look back coming off of an ACL. The other part is Russell Wilson, while he's not Cam Newton in terms of the volume of carries, the Cam Newton effect, where Cam Newton, and look, he couldn't throw a football. I mean, I told you guys this going back to the New England year, before New England, when he lost his job in Carolina, like NFL people are like, he does not throw a football right. There's something wrong with his shoulder. He can't throw a football. I mean, it was bad. The fact that they won 7 games that year in New England was nothing short of remarkable coaching. But Cam Newton's still a young man. And he's out of the league. Because you can't, if you run, you get beat up. And maybe this era is a little different. I'm still intrigued by, like Lamar. Hasn't got hurt a little last year. Hasn't really been hit or hurt, but part of it is that when you're able to get away with using your legs at a young age, eventually those legs go. And so we factor in those two things. We look at Tom Brady, we look at Aaron Rodgers, and we think everybody's going to be able to play that long and be that effective. And look, it's a change of scenery. It's guys he hasn't played with. I'm not sure how good some of those guys are. Or had, and they clearly didn't buy into him and the scheme and all this. That's all together fair. But we also have to factor in that he was a mobile quarterback. And while he hasn't taken a bludgeoning and a beating, you take hits and they take years off your career. I think we didn't factor that in. And so he's 34. But have you ever heard this? Guy's an old 34. A guy's a young 34. 34 is not the same on every person. Like LeBron James at 37, and earlier in the show, I was like, look, LeBron doesn't move anymore. But for 37, he's amazing. It's just you don't get that, well, for 37 when you're actually playing. You're playing against 27, 28-year-old guys in their athletic prime, and though they haven't had the careers you had, their body moves better at this age. You still move incredible for 37, but that's not the scale you're judged upon in terms of the totality of the league. Is it possible Russell Wilson's an old 34? I don't know whether it's he didn't take care of himself. I have a friend in Denver says like, no, Russell Wilson's not fat. He's swole. He just might be too muscular. He doesn't move the same. He doesn't have his confidence. Not throwing the ball deep downfield. And then now all those whispers that you had back in Seattle about teammates and defense not buying into Russell Wilson and being two sides of the ball in a divided locker room. Now they're shouts. They're not whispers. They're shouts. But I think we have to, as we try and figure out this is the season that is the most surprising. Probably Jalen Hurts playing this well, this consistently, this improved, whatever is the other side to it, way better. Right? Maybe Tua as well, because of who they're surrounded by, whatever. Both of them have been way better than anybody imagined. But Russell Wilson, the expectations were, Colin's not an idiot. Colin knows football. Colin talks to a ton of people. Should be the MVP of the league or in the discussion to, I don't know if he can play football anymore. Happy birthday, Russell Wilson. Maybe he's just an old 34. Right? Carmelo and LeBron, look at the last 5-6 years of their career. Same age, okay? Carmelo played 1 year in college. Right? They're essentially kind of the same thing. And Carmelo didn't take care of his body. LeBron did. Look at where they are. And LeBron's better. Could it be that Russell Wilson is Carmelo Anthony? All right, coming up next, I'll get the opinion of a former Packers team exec on what the Packers will do with Aaron Rodgers. And we'll kind of set the record straight on the logic in moving Kyler Rodgers. Wilson.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddy, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Gottlieb in for Colin. This is the Herd and Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app. I got a bunch of interesting stuff to get to. Aaron Rodgers, by the way, just said that he got good news and that he's probably going to skip practice on Wednesday, which is standard operating procedure, and he's going to play this weekend. I believe in him. I'm kind of quoting him verbatim. Getting to play one of his favorite places to play, Chicago, get a win, get to the bye, get healthy. Right? I mean, oh, Chicago, we love you. We love you. Andrew Brandt joins us, former NFL team executive in the business of sports podcast at SI.com. Plus, he has the Sunday 7 newsletter. And you can go to his social media page if you want to learn more about that. Incredibly, incredibly insightful. No surprise here that Aaron Rodgers wants to play, right, Andrew? I mean, you were there signing his original contract. But what do you think the Packers do the rest of the year in terms of when they try and take a look at Jordan Love?
Yeah, always good to be with you, Doug. And this is, yeah, this resonates so much with me because there's so much deja vu going on. First of all, of course, we drafted Aaron 15 years to the day before they drafted Jordan Love, both first round, both with Hall of Fame quarterbacks on the roster. And then Jordan gets in the other night for a pressure situation 15 years to the day after Aaron got in his third season against the Cowboys were 10-1, the Eagles were 9-1. Anyway, it just strikes me, all the parallels, they're stark. I think Aaron was pretty honest, and I think it's true. He's going to play until they're mathematically eliminated, which may be a couple more weeks. Of course, I think they'll beat the Bears. I think they'll beat the Rams after their bye. So it may be a while, but he's going to be the quarterback until they're mathematically eliminated. The bigger questions weeks are going to be next year. But right now, it's pretty simple. He's not going to sit until there's absolutely no positive way they can make the playoffs.
Okay, I'm looking at Spotrac.com, right? Which is, mm-hmm. anybody can go there. There's no secret sauce to it, right? Mm-hmm. Anybody can go there, and you get what's the details to his contract. Okay, so here's what I see for next year, and you tell me what all of this means. Base salary $1.165 million, signing bonus of $12.981 million. There's an option for $14.575 million. It's his option. A workout bonus of $50,000 if he shows up in the offseason. $2.852 million in restructure. But the cap hit is $31.6 million, but the dead cap is $99.778 million. In other words, he is guaranteed to make $59.5 million. The dead cap is $99 million. The cap hit is $31 million. Here's my question. They owe him that money unless he retires, right? And they're with the dead cap money means if they trade him or cut him, that's what's on the cap.
Yeah, I mean, the numbers you rolled off there, some of them are prorated numbers, so it's not like that's cash. So he's already gotten a big bonus for this year. Bonus proration is for this year and then the two more years, and there's a bonus proration from the prior contract and proration you talked about, too. The key is the $59 million. So the Packers can do one of two things. They can exercise the option, and it's $59 million prorated, like you said. Or if they don't exercise, it becomes $59 million salary, which they're not going to do that. So that's where we are. If he retires, they can play the game that the Saints played with Drew Brees and hold it till June 2nd. That way, it pushed into 2024. The $40 million is split. I think it's going to be $15 million next year and $25 million in 24. That's if he wants to retire. If he doesn't want to retire, you know, they're on the hook for that money. Or somebody else is. And they would make that trade after June 2nd and have $15 million on the books in 2023 and $25 million on the books in 2024. You know, we're in a new age of dead cap, Doug. You know, back in my day, dead cap of $5, $6, $10 million was huge. We got Matt Ryan counting $40 million on the Falcons cap right now. So teams are doing this.
In your, you know the guys up there. Is there a way in which they would trade him?
I think so. I mean, I think there's a good. I don't want to say good chance. There's certainly a chance Aaron walks away. I mean, anyone who's followed Aaron knows that he's in this thoughtful, introspective time and thinking about things beyond football. So I think that's in the cards. But I also know this. You know, we had a 3-year apprenticeship for Aaron Rodgers. I would think the Packers have thought that same thing about Jordan Love. You get past 3 years, and like, well, then you only have a year left on that guy's contract. And then, I don't know, it seems like it's been parallel, 3-year apprenticeship for Jordan Love, but Aaron's got to agree to that.
I don't see anybody walking away from $60 million.
Yeah.
I mean, $60 million for 17 weeks, you know. And this season, you know, the broken thumb and now the ribs and the young wide receivers, you know, like everybody's all introspective, but Aaron Rodgers wouldn't be Aaron Rodgers unless he was a fierce competitor. And fierce competitors, they don't want to end like that, you know?
Well,
they just don't.
There's one other scenario. I mean, everything's negotiable. That's my role from negotiating contracts for 30 years in the NFL and the team and the agent side. And maybe there could be a negotiation where Aaron Rodgers takes X million dollars and walks away. Not going to be 50, but it's going to be X. And then everybody's happy. You know, again, a lot to play out in the next 3 months.
A lot to play out. Andrew Brandt joins us. Okay. I'm watching Russell Wilson, and I think we can all agree that the marriage between he and Nathaniel Hackett has not been good. And Nathaniel Hackett, by all accounts, has been a bit overwhelmed by the job. And that's a smoldering dumpster fire. That said, we could also point out that Russell Wilson, is it possible he's an old 34? Like, do you remember when Adrian Peterson tore his ACL and he came back the next year? And he was the MVP of the league. And so that became the expectation. And that's not just the reality for everybody else. I kind of feel like our expectation is all these guys will age like Brady and like Rodgers. And the truth is, like, Philip Rivers was kind of shot at 34, right? A lot of these guys are kind of shot at 34. Is that what we're seeing?
Yeah, I mean, shot is a relative word. Decline is what I see. Obviously, there's decline. You know, again, I'm looking at it from the business side, Doug. I'm going to put him and Kyler Murray in the same category, although they're completely different reasons for it. And the category is, why were the teams so intent on extending? They had years left. I know you can always argue, hey, it's a new ownership in Denver. They want to get on the right foot. And you can argue they want to keep Kyler happy. But why? Why make these commitments when there's questions? There's questions about Russell Wilson. You know, would he continue to be the player in his age? And why make the commitment to Kyler Murray when it's obvious they had questions, the whole homework clause and everything else? But they did. But they did. Now, I'm going to anticipate your next question because here's the thing. The good news for the Broncos and the Cardinals is they didn't have to go the Deshaun Watson route with contract. Not the 5-year fully guaranteed, not the 4-year, not even 3 years. What they did was this standard traditional NFL contract, basically 2 years, and we'll figure it out after that. 2 years fully guaranteed, some guarantee money in the third year, which would be, what, 2025? And then you can get out, and you can probably get out in 2020 after 2024. So these are questions that I had when deals didn't have to do the Watson type deal, and they have a way to get out, but not soon. Not soon.
I think we can all say that Lamar Jackson, his tweet went from 0 to 100, like some dude questioning whether he gets $250 million to what. It was, he escalated that thing to a level that I don't think anybody saw coming. But it points out that I'm obviously pretty frustrated. And, you know, like, look, if you just follow him on social media, you'd know that earlier in the year he said, you know, if somebody doesn't want to give him $250 million, then you don't love Lamar. Like, that's his view of it. Yeah. We're going to see Deshaun Watson play this weekend for the Cleveland Browns. Everyone I've talked to said, no way the Ravens give him, you know, $250 million plus. And we can go into the, he's won MVP, Deshaun hasn't. He hasn't been hurt, Deshaun has. He doesn't have the off-the-field issues, Deshaun has. That's all fair, okay? But at the end of the day, do the Ravens relent and give him all the money guaranteed?
You know, I'm going to put my team hat on now because I've talked about the agent side with Lamar Jackson. Like you just said, he has every reason to ask for the Watson contract and more. But now putting my team hat on is, okay, we have the Murray, we have the Wilson, we have Derek Carr. They went back to the traditional contracts. We'll pay him a little more than Kyler Murray. And we're not going to do that structure. And we have the ultimate weapon. The Ravens have the ultimate weapon, which is not talked about enough in the NFL business, which is the tag. What is Lamar Jackson going to do? So people can say, well, he'll sit out. So he won't sit out. He'll sit out training camp and apply some pressure there, but potentially. But he's not going to miss out on $1 million a week or $2 million a week, whatever it's going to be. So this is the ultimate weapon the Ravens have. So, you know, in terms of him getting mad at social media, he's got to stay above that.
You think? I mean,
I know it's tough because guys have egos, and you know.
No, and look, and you don't even have to. You don't even have to be a professional. Like, if you're anybody who has, you know, you have followers, and you have people feel like they, and eventually you want to shut them all up. But
right.
my Seth Davis has a great expression. He mutes people. He doesn't block them, and he calls it squishing ants. I love that idea. I think that's
that's an
amazing practice. I'll credit Seth.
Seth,
with just that. Last thing, Andrew, as we look here. Okay, so the Rams were the model last year, right? Forget the picks, just go for it.
Right.
But now we see what happens after. Does this cause any team to stop and go, maybe the Rams weren't the model?
Yeah, I mean, every time I bring that up, Doug, I get, speaking of social media or wherever I go, other media, I get the same refrain as you do, which is, well, it's worth it. They won a Super Bowl. And I'm like, well, is it? Is it? I mean, they're a bad team. They're cap-strapped, and they're extremely shallow. In other words, they have some superstars like Tupp and Donald and maybe Stafford one more year, but they really have little infrastructure on that team. But it's just a sliver of margin. You know, what if the San Francisco guy held onto that interception last year? It's just crazy. But they did. They made it. But in my view, it's not worth it. They're going to be a bad and cap-strapped team for a few more years.
Yeah. Better off being competitive longer than it is going for it in 1 year. It's fascinating. Andrew, I think that's the fire alarm you told us was coming. Evacuate the building. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys. They were asking about my Instagram. I do reels there. Andrew Brandt 2, before the fire alarm goes off here. Andrew Brandt 2 on Instagram.
It's all about the gram, Andrew. Thanks so much. Andrew Brandt joining us, host of the Business of Sports podcast. Let's get to Ryan Music with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
I just want to, and listen, I'm not, Ryan, saying this to be a jerk. I felt like I sounded like an idiot when I said kickoff was an hour away 34 minutes ago.
Right.
But it was like, I got up this morning and I'm reading a bunch of stuff and I keep seeing that, you know.
You
was,
were correct.
No, it was, but it was, like, look, Fox was promoting it as 1 o'clock.
Yes.
And it was 2 o'clock, and it was only because social media actually helped that one. So
yes, and we love our colleagues at Fox, but they did the very clever double pregame. They had one pregame leading into it, and now this is the extended pregame of a different title. So that was also somewhat misleading, but hey, you get the rights to the World Cup, you stretch it as far as you can go.
No question. No, I would not blame them at all. Because what the world needs, though, is another hour of pregame. Right? That's right.
Listen,
and
you know
what
you
should do?
You got
we
Tom
should
Rinaldi
add more people.
Down
we
with...
should add more people to the set because more is more. Can we have more people on the set and more time for the pregame? Honestly, what I want is I want like you know the NFL matchup show.
Yeah. With Greg Cosell.
With Sal Powell and Greg Cosell. And I want that for soccer. Explain to me this stuff.
Sure.
That's what I want. Because, like, I played soccer as a kid in the club soccer, but it's not the same sport. Like, there's a lot. Okay, so explain. How does it work? How does it work? You know, it's not like you don't have time. I'm not a fluff piece guy. I like actually being told what's going to happen or why it happens and then watching it happen and go, ooh, I learned that in the pregame. That's
right.
What I dig about football's pregames or the breakdown shows as opposed to what you see sometimes.
Well, listen, you get a little bit of both because we always love hearing from Tom Rinaldi as he's doing a sit down with Tyler Adams. And we also love Alexi Lawless or Landon Donovan breaking it down for us. So you are correct. You were correct. Jay, Stu, and I were wrong. Kickoff is officially taking place in about 25 minutes.
Okay.
All right. From football to football, Doug. Can you feel that? Can you feel that? No, it's not the winter chill of Southern California's winter, Doug. It's the Mike White phenomena.
Ah, Mike White.
That's right. Emanating from New York, the Jets quarterback bringing home the win after taking over for Zach Wilson. It's had people talking all sorts of crazy, Doug, throwing around words and phrases like franchise QB. But when asked about the situation, specifically their quarterback situation, head coach Robert Saleh said they're taking it week to week and he's not quite committing to Mike White as the full-time starter just yet, Doug. And I'll say this, I like what we're seeing from Robert Saleh because everyone just needs to slow down a bit on this Mike White hype.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's like, you don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater with Zach Wilson because you may need him. But you just, you don't, you know, I mean, Richard Sherman calling Mike White franchise quarterback. Like, let's, like, just take a breath. Okay? Now, the one thing, there's a couple things. Obviously, he's been more accurate and more productive. But the biggest thing in football is guys got to want to play for you. Right? Just, you got to, those other 52 got to want to play for you. And right now, Zach Wilson does not have that.
Right.
And Mike White does. But the season is long. We've seen plenty of guys come in as backups, light up the world, and then they get, I mean, that's the Ryan Fitzpatrick, right?
Sure.
Who did it forever. You know, in short doses, really, really good. But once you get past like the fourth or fifth game, people get a book, they figure it out, you're just okay. So I think both of these things can be true. Mike White can be far better than Zach Wilson has performed and not be a franchise quarterback. You don't see after 1 week, you don't see, and I know he's had last year, he had games which he played well. It's like, just take a breath and let's allow it to play.
We'll wrap it up with this out of the NFL, Doug. Among the teams that have been disappointing this season, you can put the Arizona Cardinals right there as they come to mind. After making the playoffs last season, but sitting at 4-8 on this year's standings, they're basically out of the playoff race. Maybe not officially, but basically in the NFC. Much has been made about the relationship between their quarterback, Kyler Murray, and the head coach, Cliff Kingsbury, after some odd back-and-forth comments to the media, back and going even to the preseason following Murray's big-time contract extension. Take a listen to NFL insider Ian Rappaport. He was on the Pat McAfee show, and he had this to say about the dynamic between their young star quarterback and the head coach.
I think it's always tense with Kyle. Like, I don't think – with Cliff's always very – like, he works hard, but it's very chill. With Kyler, it's always tense. So, like, I know we all – I mean, including me, like, I did a thing on this weekend. We're all kind of focused on that relationship. I would imagine it's going to be tense with any coach and Kyler because he wants what he wants. He sees what he sees. He's very demonstrative about it. And he's kind of curt a little bit. Like, quick and, like, come on. Like, it's – he's very blunt.
Feels pretty spot on. Not that I would ever really doubt a seasoned, reputable reporter like Ian Rappaport, but I get that. I don't necessarily know if this is specifically a Cliff Kingsbury situation that, well, it's just the head coach and Kyler aren't getting along. I think this is just Kyler's dynamic, and though Cliff Kingsbury may not be in the same level of a Sean McVay or a Kyle Shanahan, I think he's doing a fine job, and I'm not sure you'll have anyone who's been a bigger fan of Kyler and willing to make it work with Kyler that you will in Cliff Kingsbury.
I'm gonna venture a guess here, okay? Obviously, it feels like Kyler has done everything he can to outwardly show his lack of enjoyment in playing for Cliff. And it is weird because Cliff like was brought in because of their relationship and the style and the idea that it would be a fit. But, you know, like, look, this is a – people talked about Zach Wilson's level of accountability. That's the problem here. I mean, Kyler started as a freshman at A&M, okay, where his dad played, and he split some time, but he wasn't particularly good. So he transfers, he leaves. Okay, that's okay. I mean, people do transfer. I transfer. Different reasons, but I transfer. But everything he's done since has been, there's lacking any sort of accountability, right? And he hasn't had off-the-field issues outside of the Call of Duty thing, right? Where people track new Call of Duty comes out, look at his record. But, I mean, look at how it was handled. Last year in the playoffs, he was awful. He was horrendous. He was awful. There's no, and we can say it's game plan, but if you watch that game, you're like, that guy looks like he doesn't, the bad body language, doesn't belong, not confident. He was just bad. Okay. Then there's the, you know, the immaturity of taking down the, everything on your social media, Like, when you're like, bro, you ain't hardly been in the league. Gets the new contract. They put the clause. I think what happened is that part of it is Kyler lashing out on some level over that contract thing. And the contract thing was there for a reason. He is not a worker. That's the reputation. And he's even said he doesn't really look at previously that he doesn't really look at stuff when he goes home, right? So they're using his own words like, look, you say it, we do it, we don't see it. We're going to put this clause in your contract just to make sure you work. And then the whole world gets offended over the team holding him accountable. This is the issue. This is a societal issue that somehow Kyler was a victim when he had agreed to a clause in the contract. He had agreed to it, signed the deal, and then they're like, that's mean, let's take it out. So I think that part of it is lashing out on some level at Cliff because Cliff had to either sign off on or maybe he was the one who offered up. This is something we need to take a look at. It made Kyler look like he wasn't prepared, like he wasn't a worker. It let people in and it ticks him off. And so he's like, oh, I don't work? Well, guess what? I'm going to do the same to you. And that's Ryan Music with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
John Harbaugh and the Ravens have now been roped into Lamar Jackson's Twitter response from some rando. I'll explain upcoming next.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me for the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. Well, you don't know. Is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it. Give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft.
I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Gottlieb for Colin. This is The Herd on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app. Ryan Music and Jason Stewart producing this bad boy. Jay Stu, can you do the radio friendly? And just so you know, so the Doug Gottlieb Show, we do this. It's at 3 to 5 Eastern, 12 to 2 Pacific. And then we have 1 hour now. It's called In the Bonus. It's a podcast. And if you haven't listened, I would encourage you to do so, not just because it's good for business, but also because it's the only like live radio to pod where there's no real rules. And it's, I think it's really good. And one of the things we do is a little segment called Because We Can. Like, we can play sound where they curse, or we can read a tweet where they curse. This is not Jason Stewart, that world, right? So if you would indulge me, and I'd appreciate it. The Lamar Jackson back and forth, right, on Twitter. And how about this? I'll do the, what if I do the, what if I do the first one and then you do the response? You want to do that?
Sure. So radio friendly version of the actual Lamar Jackson tweet to some rando on Twitter Sunday night.
Correct.
Yep. Go ahead.
Correct. The fan said, okay, someone asking for over $250 million guaranteed like Lamar. Games like this should not come down to a kicker. Let Lamar walk and spend that money on a well-rounded team.
And Lamar responds, quote tweet, boy, shut the front uterus. Y'all capping too much on this app. MF, never smelt a football field, never did S,
under 2 minutes,
but eat a D. Barely, okay, radio first, friendly.
That's good. Yeah, I think we all know, like, you know, by now, if you hadn't caught up on it, you're not on social, you're like, okay, got it. That one, what's it, Spinal Tap? That one went to 11. That one went to 11. Here's John Harbaugh, his head coach, on Lamar's Twitter exchange.
Guys, not to get into the Twitter world right after the game, especially after a loss. It's never going to be positive. It's not going to be a nice place. I think that's kind of reflected in Lamar's response, because what he said was just so out of character for him. That's not the way he speaks. It's not the way he talks. It's not the words he ever uses. I've never heard him say things like that before.
Come, just stop it, John. Stop it. I've never heard him use that language before. I never heard that. I mean, it just sounded like him, like somebody talking trash to him and him snapping back at him. It's not a homophobic, like, it's just not. But what it does, what it really does is it shows you that no matter how much you think Lamar doesn't care, playing the long game, believes he's going to get paid, you see enough of these Twitter responses. Yeah, it's bothering him. It's affecting him. And he thinks if he doesn't get the money, then the Ravens don't love him. I don't think he's getting the money. Why is Tua so much better this year than last year? Easy explanation. It's next in The Herd.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff.
Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is right around the corner, and the Move the Six podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks.
When it comes to Detroit and the draft, Move the Sticks is the podcast that will answer all of your questions. Who should you put in your mock draft? Don't worry, tune in and you'll be ready to watch the draft like a scout.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Lombardi may have been lifted, but that doesn't mean there's no football to talk about. It's the offseason, and there's no better way to stay up to date with the latest from our league than with the Around the NFL podcast. Join me, Dan Hansis, and my buds, Mark Sessler and Greg Rosenthal, for news and fresh content all offseason long. From the start of free agency, where we'll break down familiar faces headed to new places, to the next generation of superstars walking across that stage at the NFL draft, we have you covered. Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Heed the call.